This is a Triple M Footy podcast with all the latest news and stories that matter right now in footy. It's Tom Brown's news.
The season is starting to seriously take shape after the first of the bye rounds, and the footy news landscape is also as hot as ever. No one is more plugged into the comings, goings, toings and froings of footy than Tom Brown. I've got him here in the studio. Tommy, first up, you've got a nugget out of Carlton for us.
It's just a little nugget. The Blues players caught up this morning around Albert Park. Rudy, we'll have those pictures on the news tonight. That's an unusual, but clearly the discussion around them at the moment is the ability to take the game on and also their win and loss record and the fact they've very publicly stated they want to make finals. In terms of what the fallout from their position is at the moment, there isn't a huge one for the very second. Luke Sayers, their president, will go overseas on a family break for his wife's birthday. I expect you'll hear a little less out of the Blues over the next few weeks, and they'll just be assessing their win-loss record, Rudy. It's pretty obvious that Michael Voss is going to struggle if they can't improve what's going on at the moment, but that can all play out. It's all in front of the Blues, but they caught up this morning the players. That was, I think player-driven, and look, fairly standard, but it is interesting in the context of where they're at the moment, Rudy. But Michael Voss certainly safe for now, but I just expect you'll hear a little less out of the Blues this week. And attention will now basically turn to their win-loss record. They need to start to correct it to help Michael Voss.
Yes, yeah, been a tough watch the last couple of weeks. The other big news of the weekend, Tommy, Jordan Dugowie. He now has a date with the tribunal after a hit on a young West Coast player.
So much commentary surrounding Jordan Dugowie's bump over the weekend, Rudy. I guess it's because Geordie's Geordie and naturally the biggest players in the game attract the most attention. There's been all sorts of rash and bold statements as to how long it should be. In terms of the precedent, I'd point to Cozzy Pickett at Melbourne, who received 2 weeks. Admittedly and clearly, Smith wasn't concussed, basically through sheer luck, in that where Cozzy basically launched and his feet were off the ground. Tom Stewart on Prestia received 4 weeks and he went some distance off the ball. There was basically Stewart went out of his way, if you like, to get Prestia. So you'd have to think that Dugowie's worth 3 or 4 weeks based on those precedents. And there was some commentary yesterday, Rudy, around whether Dugowie's foot was on the ground or whether it was off. They were certainly off post the bump. I think the right foot was anchored during the bump, but it's a bit of a look. It might come up at the tribunal, but I guess it is an important feature in all this. There'll be some discussion this week, Rudy, as to why Geordie did it. He's been really behaving really well, working very closely with the Collingwood sports psychologist, training very well with Tom Mitchell, and I'm sure Collingwood and Craig McRae will want to drill into that. My information is that he will now take a break as part of this mid-season bye. I'm not sure where he's going yet, but obviously he'll work with Collingwood on that, and wherever he goes, he'll create news, whether it be to the Gippsland Lakes, Rudy, or to Las Vegas. I'm not sure where he's going, but he's going to take some type of break. It's going to be an extended one now. He'll certainly miss 3 weeks. It's been graded as careless, high and severe in terms of the impact. So he'll miss the games against Melbourne, Adelaide and the Suns at least, obviously incorporating that bye as well. It could be longer if it's 4 weeks. And Dale Thomas offered these thoughts in regards to the incident this morning on Triple M.
I don't think he would put any added pressure. Geordie would know that he's buggered up.
Yeah.
He's, you know, for all the indiscretions he's had, he's not a complete deal. He gets it. He understands that this is just unfortunate. It is part of the game. We've seen a lot of players make the wrong decision on the field in terms of a tackle, a bump, all these options that have come through, and it happens. It does happen. It's just unfortunate. As we say, it's happened to a guy that we love to talk about, but more so when he seemed like he was going really, really well.
Rudy, the positive clearly is that Dugowie's going to get a good chunk of a break now at an important part of the season, which might help him go into the finals and take the game by storm. The negative, if you want to look at it from a different perspective, is that Collingwood's really big on discipline. They don't usually do this. And, you know, I guess in one instance, he's let his teammates down. He's going to miss 3 or 4 or 5 weeks of football. So, look, they're the view and the counter view, but that'll go to the tribunal tomorrow night.
Bringing you the latest in footy news before you hear it anywhere else. This is Tom Brown's news.
An exciting game, an exciting finish at Marvel Stadium last night. Tommy, Essendon knocking off North by a goal. Young Massimo D'Ambrosio with the winner late. What's the latest here?
A thrilling game, Rudy. I think that you've got to hand it to Essendon. Brad Scott had some interesting stats post-game. They're clearly in final eight contention, the Bombers, maybe even top six contention off the back of that goal. It was only a narrow win yesterday against North Melbourne. But Brad Scott was particularly happy with the result, pointing to Essendon's inexperience relative to North Melbourne's.
It's just an interesting narrative when you really focus on the facts, you know, and not just the what people externally sort of talk generally about. you know, we had 17 players who haven't played 100 games out there tonight. You know, we're significantly younger than North Melbourne out there tonight. You know, so we're a pretty young and inexperienced team ourselves.
Yeah, there were plenty of positives, you'd say, for the Bombers, Rudy. Not most interestingly, perhaps, Zach Merritt. I think he had 16 touches and 2 goals to quarter time, so he's on track for 64 possessions at one point. He finished with 34. But the Bombers will clearly be pleased with the form of guys like Ridley, Martin, Hobbs, Hind, even Heppel yesterday. Redmond played well, as did McGrath. So lots of positives as far as Essendon's concerned, and indeed North Melbourne. That was a good performance by the Roos yesterday. But as I mentioned, the only concern as far as Essendon's concerned is Scheel. We'll have more on that this afternoon, but he has got a potential foot issue ahead of Sunday night, Rudy.
Every Wednesday, it's Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub.
It feels like I'm coming out to fight.
Joey Montagna, Daisy Thomas and Damian Barrett break down anything and everything AFL. The Midweek Rub. Get it every Wednesday by following Triple M Footy on the Listener app.
Let's stick with the North theme. Tommy, what is the latest there?
Yeah, John Ralph had an interesting story yesterday on Fox that North might seek some salary cap relief. That's the soft cap. In regards to payments for Brett Ratten and Clarko, obviously paying Clarko his money at the moment with Brett Ratten coaching. It'll be interesting to see the AFL's response to that this week. Brett Ratten's clearly doing an outstanding job. North have been competitive 2 weeks running. They could easily have had 2 wins under Ratten. Just in terms of the latest on Clarkson, I'm getting some positive signs that he will be back relatively soon. But I don't want to jump the gun on that and sort of presuppose what's going on. But I think that there were some whispers around over the weekend following the rather explosive statement from the Hawks complainants on Friday that that wouldn't help Clarkson's case to return. But I don't think that's the case. I've checked it out this morning, and I think we will see Clarkson back this season, Rudy.
This is Tom Brown's news, bringing you the most up-to-date footy news every Monday, Thursday and Friday. Hear it first on the Listener app.
All right, Tommy, let's sign off our Monday with some burning questions. Let's kick off on the Gold Coast. They're 6-6 after 12 rounds, 2 massive wins in Darwin. What do they need to do for Stewie Dew to keep his job?
This is opinion, not fact. I think that if the Gold Coast were to make the final, Stewie Dew would keep his job, Rudy.
And on the subject of coaches whose futures, let's say, are often the subject of discussion, can Ken Hinckley breathe a sigh of relief yet?
This was Koshy on 3AW on Saturday addressing his broad views on the coaching situation at Port Adelaide.
You look at great sports organisations around the world, and I try and study them and compare them. What can I learn from them? The great ones always have stability. They have stability in executives, board, coaches. You know, I hope Ken is a 20-year coach for Port Adelaide, but we are in a performance. And it depends on Ken as well. You know, there's a time, just like I decided to step away from Sunrise, like Damien Hardwick has decided to step away from Richmond. You know, it's not just me making the decision, it's Ken as well.
There you go. That's a balanced view. They're obviously sticking to their time frame. August, Port Adelaide, arguably at the moment, Rudy, the in-form team of the competition. What do we take from that? I sort of think if Port somehow went out of the finals in straight sets, I think maybe they would, Ken might go, but then Ken might want to go to another club. So I think there's a positive. I think it's all on track would be my summation, Rudy, but there's a lot to play out. I think the sharp end of the season is going to determine a lot in terms of what happens there.
They've said August all this time, and it seems like
it might even be on that, though. I think the finals is going to impact what's going on there.
Right. Okay. We have one to watch there for sure. Speaking of, again, coaches, clubs under pressure. Carlton, do they need to sound out Damien Hardwick? I've seen he's in America over the weekend, so maybe not
that.
Straight
Where was
away.
He? Milwaukee or something?
Denver,
was
he? He got the Tigers game on the TV.
He was asked why he wasn't in Ibiza, as per Dustin Martin's suggestion. He said, look, I love the number 4, but not that much. So yeah. He's obviously more an American guy than going to Ibiza to the beach clubs.
Yeah.
No, Carlton don't need to sound out Damien Hardwick yet, but they might have to soon if they can't produce a more identifiable game plan. I think they should stick with Michael Voss, Rudy, perhaps even look at the end of the season getting more support around Voss from a strategy perspective. Someone like Lepich. I'm not suggesting they get Lepich, but someone a bit like Justin Lepich. But hopefully Michael Voss can work it out. But at the moment, it's just a lot of disappointment, isn't it, for Blues fans?
Yes, it is. Now, let's end with one close to my heart, Tommy. Are the Cats back?
Yes. I thought the Bulldogs in the first half were going to win on Saturday night at Marvel, Rudy. But the Cats, without their best midfield, Dangerfield, Duncan, Guthrie. and they managed to find a way to win. Chris Scott is, well, he's more than half a genius. He's clearly one of the best coaches in the competition, Rudy.
He is indeed. On that note, Tommy, I might let you go.
Just a brief one, some concerns at the Pies regarding Will Hoskin-Elliott's ankle and Bo McCreary's ankle. There's some syndesmosis concerns with McCreary. They're hoping it's a sprain. I've got a feeling in my bones it's a bit more than that. I saw him out at the airport last night. He was in a moon boot. But that'll be scanned today. We'll have more on that tonight and on our social channels. Rudy? Mm,
really a good sign of moon boot. All right, Tommy, I'll let you go and chase that down, and we'll see you later in the week.
Cheers, mate.
That was Tom Brown's news. Come back every Monday, Thursday and Friday for more. And subscribe to Triple M Footy on Listener to get all our podcasts throughout the season. For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.